HarperCollins presents The Lifeline by Tom Ellen. Read by Tom Lawrence and Katie Sobey.
Prologue. 26th of February. 5 years ago. Paris, France. They both know he has to go. For the last hour, they've been avoiding the fact, dancing around it. Not so much an elephant in the room as a herd of things stampeding after them through the French capital. But now there's nowhere left to hide. There's no getting past it. It's time.
So, he says.
So, she replies. They're standing on the Pont Alexandre III. The same bridge they'd crossed together 6 hours previously. Amazing, she thinks, what can happen in 6 hours? To the west is the Eiffel Tower. To the east, the Place de la Concorde. And as the sun starts to set, colouring the Seine a deep red gold, it's like they've stepped into a postcard. For a moment, she feels almost breathless with regret that this is it.
Well, I should probably, he says.
Yeah, yep, totally. She nods. Can't let the fans down. He laughs, and she does her best to act nonchalant, like it's no big deal. But she wishes, more than anything, that this wasn't it, that they had one more hour together. He puffs his cheeks out, stuffs his hands in the pockets of his coat.
Wish I could sack this gig off, to be honest.
She nods again, wondering for about the 100th time why he doesn't just invite her to the bloody gig. Does it have something to do with that girl from earlier, perhaps? The one with the fringe? Is she misreading this whole situation? Paranoia tugs at her, and, as if reading her mind, he says,
So, I think you got enough material out of me then? For the article?
For a split second, it's like she's been punched in the stomach. But then she realizes he's joking, grinning that bright, dimply grin that exposes the weirdly attractive gap between his two front teeth.
Do you always spend the whole afternoon with your interview subjects? He asks, nudging her foot with his.
Sorry, did you just kick me?
It was a tap, a playful tap.
If you say so. Nonchalant, she thinks. Stay nonchalant.
So, how are you going to describe me then? He asks. In the article.
I'll probably go with annoying. The band's annoying frontman, Will.
Mm-hmm, yeah, could work. Or sexy?
The tip of his tongue hovers under that gap in his teeth.
The band's sexy frontman, Will.
Split the difference, she says. Annoyingly sexy? He laughs, a wide open laugh, and she's suddenly very glad her cheeks are already pink from the cold. Annoyingly sexy. It's the perfect description for him, actually. His phone rings. He pulls it out, glances at the screen. A moment passes as he stares at it, his face unreadable. He slides it back into his jeans, unanswered.
I really should go, he says.
But he doesn't. He scratches the stubble below his jawline and frowns at the setting sun. Why don't you ask me to the gig, she thinks. Just ask me to the gig, you annoyingly sexy twat.
What's funny?
He asks, as she stifles a laugh at her own internal monologue. Nothing. Sorry, she composes herself. He's obviously not going to ask her. Better to be the one who leaves first. She'll feel less pathetic on the train home. So, listen, this was really fun, and...
I was thinking, he says. How long are you in Paris for?
She wrinkles her nose. Her Eurostar leaves Gare du Nord in precisely 1 hour and 48 minutes' time. Not sure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?